Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, five times already this year, you've allowed a goal less than 2 minutes after you scored a goal. Is there a recurring theme as to why?
No, but I don't like that disease, and we addressed it today in our meeting. And you score the first goal, and then within 2 minutes, and it doesn't matter, you know, the first goal of the game, we've scored the last three games, but at the end of the day, Schultze, holy moly, let's build on that goal, you know. Let's not have a buzzkill, and that's frustrating. I mean, not, how do you know? Just to try to even talk about it again, you're not going to, you know, none of us know. I mean, but the bottom line is it's not good.
As a player, you can hear a message so many times by a coach that you tune it out, or you hear it so many times that you start thinking about it, not just playing the game, which that can't be good either. As a coach over the last 20 years, how have you learned to walk that line of when the team needs to hear a message again and when they've received it?
Well, they obviously know, and I think you got to address it. And, they're major college athletes. I mean, they get it. I mean, you score a goal, you build on it, you get the puck deep, and you get after it. And you better make sure if the puck goes in your zone, you better, you know, you defend it, you defend hard, you get the puck out, and you try to get momentum again. That's just, I mean, you always play that way, but you have to understand after a goal, it's such a momentum builder for you, but there's going to be pushback with the opposition.
Going into the week, you mentioned a couple of different things that you wanted to limit Bowling Green's ability to do. How'd you do last night at some of that stuff?
Some good, some not so good. And the bottom line is, I mean, the story right now is that we got to be better in our own zone. I mean, we're not defending very well, and our slot coverage isn't very good, and our coverage down low isn't very good. It's inconsistent. You can't be inconsistent in that area. You got to be strong in that area because every play matters, Schultze. And you know, one mistake is the one mistake that can cost you the game. So. We just have to be better in those areas. And that's a heavy team. It's a good team, but that's still, it's no excuse to leave people uncontested in front of the cage. And we just have to do a better job right there.
What were some of the areas that you wanted to be better last night and you were?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just think I think we played a pretty good game. I mean, it was a one-goal game. It was a pretty darn good hockey team.
Entertaining as heck from
up
here.
Yeah, it was a good hockey game. I mean, so I'm not going to sit there. I mean, there's areas we play. I thought we played well along the wall. And when you play Bowling Green in Bowling Green, the game is going to be played on the wall. When you play Bowling Green in Bemidji, it's not going to be played on the wall. It's just the way it is. That's the nuances of this rink. It's a little rink, and that's just the way the game is played. And it's a fast game here. So, but I thought we played very well on the wall, and we knew that coming in that you have to be good on the wall. I felt we didn't manage the puck very well, though, but because when you manage the puck and you get it deep and you establish a forecheck, you're getting offensive zone time and you're getting scoring chances. When we did that, we were effective. When we weren't, we were defending. So. It's not, you know, it's not rocket science. Take care of the puck. Get the puck in. Do a good job forechecking. Do a good job keeping the puck in the zone. And once they get the puck out of the zone, they're probably line changing. So we're taking a little bit of their offense away.
You had Elias and Kyle Loaf together last night. How do those two and their games together mesh?
Well, I mean, you got a big defender in Kyle, and you got your offensive guy in Rosie. And, you know, Lufty's job is, you know, just to take care of the back end, and if Rosie's up ice, he's got to hold on the fort.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Last year, Tom, so much of your offense seemed to start with the faceoff and winning faceoffs, and you guys were so dominant last year at that. Unrealistic to think that it can carry over that way that it was last year, but Owen Sillinger right now is third in the league at 64.5%. Ross Armour's 10th in the league at 55.6%. But has the five-man unit with them been as good this year as last year?
Yeah, I think so. We're doing a good job right there. And I think what it does, your offense starts there. But a lot of offense is just possession time, too. So, hey, that's one area of our game I'm very happy with. I'm happy with our face-offs. And I think, again, collectively, everybody should should get an assist on a one faceoff.
Last night, as most games are against Bowling Green, it was a pretty physical game. Did you initiate as much contact as you wanted?
Yeah, we had some. I thought we had some physicality, and you know, we'd obviously like a little more. But I don't actually think it was that physical for a Bowling Green series. The game was, again, it was played on the wall, but I didn't think it was that physical. They're just heavy. They're strong with their sticks. They're strong on their sticks. But I thought there's, you know, we were heavy as well. And there was a couple good There was a couple good hits last night. Alex Adams initiated a couple, but overall, again, I don't think it was the physicality of the game. I just think, again, I think it was a heavy game on the wall.
Well, Cullen took offense to the physical play, ended up getting a misconduct out of the deal, which got me thinking. You know, in football, somebody starts barking at a referee, they get a 15-yard penalty. Basketball, they get a technical foul, the other team gets to shoot two free throws. Why is hockey not penalized the team? Well, just the one guy.
Sometimes you are, sometimes you're not. But sometimes I don't think the referee wants to take that into a – I don't think he wants to take a take that into his own hands. I mean, the one thing is the other – I don't know. I'm just spitballing right here with the other sports. It might be a penalty yard.